I think it was terrible day at the office today for me. And I mean, in general, I played maybe like 20% of what I can play. Made like 50 enforced errors and so many double faults, like I couldn't serve today. And everything together just brought me a really bad result.
Yelena, what were the emotions and how were you feeling on the inside as you walked out on the court? How nervous were you then? And did nerves kind of play into things as the match panned out?
I think in the beginning it was okay, but then it just got worse. Like I felt that I'm not myself today on the court, and I was just trying to still manage and to fight it until the last point. But she was playing very defensive, and I was just making so many enforced errors, which I like normally don't do.
Eliana, when you have a day like that, do you get a sense that it's not your day, maybe from the morning or from the warm-up? Did you expect a day like this?
Honestly, today already the day began not in a nice way, and I kind of knew that something like that can happen, but I was trying to be positive and to think positive. But I mean, at the end, I couldn't really do that.
Eliana, throughout the last few days, how did your trainings go okay? Did you feel things? You were hitting the ball quite well, and was it just today where you felt, okay, I maybe rolled out of bed on the wrong foot and things just didn't pan out? Or were the last few days, the training, was that a little bit, did you have a feeling, okay, maybe I'm not hitting the ball as well as I want to?
Actually, I think, as you know, after Rome, I was injured, so I didn't really play for like 4 days. So I just played like a couple of days before the match today, and I think that was not enough. And I think if I was scheduled on Tuesday, I think Monday or Tuesday, at least one extra day would help me a lot. But unfortunately, yesterday I didn't feel that I was in a great form.
You mentioned that today did not start well for you. Can you tell us what happened, or are you able to share that with us?
I mean, it's more personal, but I mean, just in general, you just woke up, your mood was not amazing. You just woke up and kind of some things went wrong, and then you are kind of pissed off. In the practice, you're pissed off, and then you go to the match, you try to be positive, but everything goes not your way, and you still try to be positive, but then you lose a match, and of course you cannot be positive anymore.
You know, when I spoke to David, your coach in Rome, he was saying that you've done so well in general since you won here last year, that even without the points from Roland Garros, you're probably top 10 or close to top 10. Are you able at least to say that when you walk away from here, you still, it's not as huge of an impact on the rest of the season for you?
I mean, of course, there are another tournaments and another opportunities. And if you always remember that you lost like first round in a Grand Slam, then I think you have to finish your career. But I'll just try to like forget it as soon as I can. Just still playing here in doubles, and then the tournament is over, and just gonna come back stronger next year.
Yelena, in terms of how you're feeling now, how much of it is down to lack of form, and how much you think is lack of fitness, or is it a mixture of the both?
After Rome, I was injured, so I couldn't really like prepare that well for this tournament, and I just had a couple of practices, which were not bad, but in general, I wasn't feeling 100% today.
Was this the knee, or was that the thigh in Rome where you just struggled with your movement also in the doubles later on? Was that the same thing that made things difficult for you while you were back at home in terms of just preparing for this, or in terms of the injury you had?
Actually, yeah, it was the same one. Like when I played against Maria, I did a split and I got injured. And then when I went back home, I went to see the doctor. And I tried to recover my leg as soon as I could. But unfortunately, I didn't feel that great today.
Alena, when the game is not going your way, like today, and you're a very offensive player, and the girl on the other side starts playing defensive 100%, do you have a plan B, or you just stick to your guns until the very end?
I mean, normally I try to, like, as I did today, I think from 5-3 I did like 5-all, but then I was struggling with my serve a lot today and it didn't really help me. But in general, from game, I think I did a lot of unforced errors, but I was still trying like not to hit every shot. I was just trying to maybe get the ball back in play, but I mean, nothing worked really well today.
Did you ask the tournament not to play today, play tomorrow or later? Have they asked you if it was okay to play already on Sunday as defending champion? Or?
I mean, for them, of course, today is a very important day and they wanted to put me today. But of course, I asked, but I mean, it is as it is.
Are you in doubles or in mixed? Or you are done for the tournament?
No, no, I'm playing doubles this week, so hopefully better in doubles.
What are the emotions right now for you? Are you angry? Are you sad? Try and give us some insight.
I'm really disappointed and so angry. I mean, I'm just like really angry and I just want to turn back the time.
Obviously, this was your first title defense, the first time that you've ever had to defend a title on the tour level. Was there anything that was part of the process of doing that surprised you? Because it's a new experience.
I mean, of course, when I went on court today, I was like, I had this like unbelievable pressure because also the fans, they were like so nice and they were like supporting me a lot. And I really wanted like to play and to show them that I fight and, you know, and yeah, but I had this unbelievable pressure. I felt that I'm not myself today on court.
Maybe a good note. I think you're playing with Sorana doubles.
Sorry?
You're not. My bad. Cancel. Never mind. Never mind. I know you're not playing with Sorana.
Elena, so taking into what you've learned today, how do you bounce back for the grass season?
Yeah, I think the pressure should be over because I had to defend the title here and to the grass court season, I have to do the good preparation and then just enjoy the season. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there will be like more pressure than I had here.
We've seen a lot of first-time slam champions find it difficult to adjust to all the demands that are made on their time, especially as they lead up to a title defence. You seem to cope with it actually quite well. Was there anything that surprised you about the intensity and focus from the start of the clay court season to today?
I didn't really get the question.
Were you surprised at how much attention you were going to have to, you know, in the lead up to your defence? Because
I mean,
we've seen others crumble.
Yeah, I mean, this week, of course, I had to do a lot of things and maybe, like, if I had more rest, maybe I would be, I mean, here at the French Open, I had to do a lot of things, but, yeah. But in general, also, as I said, I was injured after Rome, so all that together probably didn't give me the great preparation.
Is there a reason why she gives you so much trouble, she in particular, or do you think it's a stylistic problem?
You mean the opponent? I think today it didn't really matter who is on the other side. Like any player who could hit like five shots back, I think probably could beat me today because I didn't really play well and really didn't really matter who was on the other side because she was just waiting for me to miss. And if I did 50 and 4 stairs, I think it says like everything.